This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're in something of a hold on the Biden administration's vaccine and testing requirements after a federal appeals court issued a stay of those OSHA rules on Saturday. But a lot of companies have already started acting on those policies or on their own corporate requirements, which means people have already started losing jobs after rejecting the vaccine, and many of them have been unable to get something that usually does come along with a pink slip, weekly unemployment checks. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
Healthcare workers are getting the first taste of vaccination enforcement near the Canadian border in Presque Isle, Maine. Nurse Stephanie Grandy was notified in late August that she had until the end of the month to come around to the COVID shot. She told the hospital she had religious objections.
Of course, I'm not going to change my mind, and I was terminated.
She filed for unemployment immediately, and it was approved. But after paying a couple of weeks, she received some mail from the Maine Department of Labor.
Let me grab the letter.
It said, after a review, turns out she didn't qualify for unemployment. In fact, the state asked for its money back, more than $1,000.
I paid my house payment with it, so I don't have the money now.
Grandy and her husband, who's also a nurse and refusing the vaccine, have seven kids, with two still at home and a couple in college. She and a growing number of other vaccine holdouts have turned to GoFundMe campaigns to raise money. Across the country, unemployment benefits are generally off limits. Attorney Michael Green is representing first responders under a vaccine mandate in Hawaii.
If they want to apply for unemployment, the employer is going to come in and say, you know what? We fired them for cause and they get nothing.
Some states, including New York, have been quite explicit that losing a job for resisting the vaccine likely means no jobless benefits, especially in fields like teaching or nursing, where there is a compelling public health interest and other immunizations are already required. But even in New York, unemployment is granted on a case-by-case basis, and the rules are a little different from state to state. That's making a difference right now.
Generally speaking, we look at the terms of the hiring agreement.
Melissa Owens is an assistant administrator of Tennessee's Unemployment Trust Fund. She says her department's policy is that if someone was already hired and then required to take a vaccine, they're entitled to unemployment.
We would consider that a change in the hiring agreement, and there would be no breach by the claimant for failure to comply with that requirement.
Tennessee's legislature passed a law in late October to set this policy in stone. Democratic State Senator Ramesh Akberry represents Memphis and pointed out in a hearing that Republican leaders are being more accommodating to those scared of the vaccine than those who were scared of the virus.
For instance, there were folks who expressed fear of the COVID-19 virus, and they did not wish to go to work because of that. And that was not an exception that we granted to them.
But some GOP lawmakers say they feel differently about the vaccine mandate, and other states are also changing their policies. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds just signed a law allowing people who refuse vaccines to collect benefits.
I believe the vaccine is the best defense against COVID-19, but no one should be forced to choose between making a living or standing up for their personal beliefs.
While the broad federal rules are on hold in court, businesses still expect they could eventually take effect. And being unvaccinated in fields like healthcare can make many folks virtually unemployable. Though some health systems are torn, given how short they already are on nurses. At Ballad Health, in a rural region of Tennessee and Virginia, a third of employees still haven't been vaccinated. CEO Alan Levine told a congressional committee some are leaving on their own.
We have started, actually, I have had some resignations already just in anticipation.
With 700 nurse vacancies, Levine says he can't afford a mass firing, not for the unemployment costs, but because of how difficult it will be to find replacements. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.